Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Yes, my name is Cadero Rivers. I was looking for representation for compensation for the Roundup lawsuit.
Okay. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Hold on a second. Now, you said, could you repeat that?
Yes. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Oh, no.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
For myself.
Oh, and when were you diagnosed?
Oh, I can't hear you. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. And when were
my
you...
fault. That was my fault.
That's okay. When were you diagnosed?
March 19th. 2020.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
How old was I when I diagnosed? 28.
Okay. And do you know the specific subtype? Was it a B-cell lymphoma, T-cell lymphoma?
Diffuse B-cell.
All right. Thank you. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or for work?
Yes, in my residential area, yeah.
And was anyone else in your household affected as well?
Yes.
You said yes?
Not with lymphoma, so no.
Oh, okay. Not with lymphoma or leukemia, nothing
yeah,
like that?
No.
Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
246 East 1st Street, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Yes, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
And is this your current home address?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
8.
For 8 years? Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
Excuse me?
Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
The year I first started spraying is 2012.
Okay. And what year did you stop using Roundup?
2020.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Right. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses, and you can just say yes or no if it applies to you. Right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
The HIV/AIDS, yes, but the result was negative, so no. No. So no to everything.
Okay. Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Right. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
BORDARIO RIVERS.
Thank you. And the first name was CORDARIO.
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
1/23/1992.
92. And your social?
354-86-4719.
Thank you. And then how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Again.
How did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Doctor, from my doctor told me.
And when was that? When did he tell you? Or what year?
It was March 19, 2020.
And what is your height and weight?
My height is 6 feet, 195.
And then is this your main cell phone number, the 312-287-5423?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your email address?
First name, last name, 25@gmail.com.
Gmail. And how many times per month would you say you were spraying Roundup for? How many times per
Excuse me.
month were you spraying Roundup?
Like at least 4 times.
4 times. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you started spraying, it was 2012 and you stopped in 2020. Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No. No, I didn't think it was
Okay.
necessary. I don't know.
And, oh, you said no. And then, what state were you applying the Roundup in?
Wisconsin.
It was only Wisconsin. And if you just had to estimate how many times you sprayed Roundup throughout your lifetime, what would you say? It could be over 10, over 20 times, over 30.
Yes, definitely over 30. Definitely over 30.
Over 30. And do you get your water from a well?
Do I get my water from a well? No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Was concentrate.
Okay. And where did you purchase that from?
Home Depot.
Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Empty bottles, yes. Right, not no more. Yeah, I got antibodies. Yes.
Okay.
Might.
Okay. And have you ever smoked or do you smoke?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Excuse me?
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
And what is your current job title?
Well, I'm in school for my CEO, so.
You're in school?
Yes, for my CEO.
Okay. So do you have a current employer for work?
No. That's cool. So, no.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
During my lymphoma, I lost a lot.
Mm-hmm. How much time would you say?
Like 8 months.
About 8 months?
Yeah, multiple times though, throughout the time. Due to rust, I had to get rust by my doctor. My doctor prescribed me to get more rest. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes. You say, hold on, excuse me?
Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Oh, no.
Okay. And then, do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes. I have them, but I have to get them from my doctor, yes.
Oh, right. And then, what's the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
It's SSM Health St. Agnes Hospital in Fond du Lac.
Is that the one on 430 East Division Street?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Yes, Michael Jones.
Michael Jones. And when was the last time you were treated?
The last time I was treated was April 12th, 2020.
That was 2020?
Yes.
2020. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
It impacted my life very, very much. Stopped me and caused me to take time out of what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it impacted my life very much.
All right. And did you receive any treatment for the non-Hodgkin's? Was it chemo, radiation, surgery?
Yes.
Okay. What types of treatment?
Chemo.
Okay.
Yeah, I did chemo for a month. Once a month.
Once a month. All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
Yes, 920 5091.
And does this person live with you?
Yes.
Right. And what is your relationship to this person?
That's my sister.
Sister. And can I get her first and last name?
My name's Ty Robbins. T A I R O B I N S.
All right, thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and an email link, so whichever one is easier for you to open up. I just sent it.
Okay. To sign it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
All right. And then I sent you another text as well from my direct line, just so you have my number, and I attached the attorney's information as well. So now they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But if you had any questions throughout that, you can always reach back out to me.
Okay.
And that is all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No. No, thank you. You've been wonderful.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.